You're well. I seen you. Your face looked like you was like, son, I'm about to go. Hey, man, it's good to see all y'all smiling faces. Yes, ma'am. Turn over to Matthew 10:22, please. Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my what? Namesake. But. Amen. He that what?
Endureth.
Shall what?
Be saved.
But he that what?
Endureth
to the end. Shall what?
Be saved.
Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for light, illumination, and revelation. We thank you, Father God, that we don't have to wander around like everybody else in the world in darkness, trying not knowing what to do, because the greater one lives on the inside of us, letting us know what to do. I thank you, Father God, as a born-again believer, with Jesus living on the inside of us, there's not any situation that we will ever come up against with the words coming out of our mouth, I don't know what to do. And if we do say that, we need to check on the inside of us, because if the greater one truly lives on the inside of us, and if you look it up, it's over in, I want to say John 14. It's the sevenfold meaning of the Holy Spirit, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the standby, but the helper. And so we thank you for him, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God. We come to your word with an attitude of thank you, Father God, for more light from the word. We come with an attitude of we might have read this 1,000 times, but Father God, I thank you. I come with new eyes, with an open heart and a receptive mind. Not with a mind or a heart that's blocked saying, oh, I already know everything that there needs to be said about that. But we come open, ready to receive from your word this evening. And we thank you for it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. Hallelujah. Y'all read that again to me, please. Matthew 10. But he that what? But he that what? It was John 14:26. Look it up in the Amplified. That'll give you the sevenfold meaning of the Holy Ghost. But he that endureth to the end shall be what?
Saved.
Right here, this word saved, I'm sure we all assume just salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. It also means that he'll be saved from whatever.
Amen.
So he'll be saved from sickness and disease. He'll be saved from poverty and lack.
Amen.
He'll be saved from hell.
Yes.
But it's not just salvation. It's funny how sometimes we come with just a mind of, well, that's just salvation. Well, why can't it be also talking about saved from any distress, depression? Why can't it be? Why does it just have to be salvation?
Yeah.
He that endures to the end shall be saved. or he that endures to the end shall be delivered. He that endures to the end shall have their bills paid. Amen. To endure. I'm going to tell you what endure means. It means to last. To last. Hallelujah, like that took off. To last. To continue in the same state without perishing. Key word. Without what? So that means sickness and disease. Look, I need y'all to get this. I need y'all to get this. Hallelujah. To remain. It also means to abide. Remain in existence. And also last. To last. So it means to last, obviously. To continue in the same state without perishing. To remain, to abide, remain in existence. Amen. Amen. Remain in existence. But I love to last. To last. And we talk a lot about not quitting. Yes, about not quitting and giving up. Amen. We talk a lot about it. Amen. Amen. As well we should. Chelsea, I had her write this down for me. She said this to me earlier. I was like, write that down. She wrote down, it doesn't mean death. Talking about endure to the end. It doesn't mean death to the end. End doesn't mean death. It means to the end of whatever you're believing God for. Whatever's coming up against you, going through it and not giving up and backing off. It doesn't mean death. It means whenever we have, whenever, I'm going to let you read it.
It doesn't mean death. It means when we have the victory in the natural of what we have been believing for by faith is manifested in our lives.
Say that again. Hallelujah.
It doesn't mean death. It means when we have the victory in the natural for what we have been believing for by faith is manifested in our lives.
Read that again, please. Read it again, please. Hallelujah.
It doesn't mean death. It means when we have the victory.
It means when we have the victory.
In the natural.
In the natural.
Of what we have been believing for by faith.
With what we, for what we've been
believing for
by faith
is manifested in our
lives. Amen. How many times have we believed God for something and then thought it's too long and just chalked it up as a bad job? So we didn't endure and we didn't last. Amen. We allowed time to tell us that it didn't belong to us, not the word. And he that endures to the end. And he that endures to the end. Y'all know I was in the military. We talk about it all the time. So, one school I went to was air assault school. And that one, it wasn't bad. I was afraid of heights when I went to that one. So you got to rappel out of a helicopter. You know, you ever watch Black Hawk Down? Watch that, and that'll give you an idea of rappelling. But anyways, went there, and we started off with a lot of people. I think it was over 200 people. And it actually snowed the day before because I was in Fort Campbell up there in Tennessee. Half the post is in Tennessee and Kentucky. And so it snowed, and there was about a foot of snow on the ground. And they have this obstacle course that you have to go to, mandatory. If you can't make it through this obstacle course, you can't even try to make it through school, period. You got to at least make it through this obstacle course. And so Everybody showed up, and we're all standing out there freezing. Obviously, because over 200 people, you got to wait for each person to go. And if you're the last person, you just hating life. That's all there is to it. And so I was part of the in group. And so you're just doing everything you can to stay warm. And so we're going through the obstacle course. And then everybody's doing really pretty good. You know, you're trying to get on some stuff and you fall off. Well, you got to start over. You know, you can only fall so many times. But ice and snow everywhere, you know. So you get through it. But the end one, you have to climb a rope. About 15, 20 feet probably. You got to climb a rope. And then you got to walk across this little bridge. And then you got to go over this net. And then you can go get down on the other side. But climbing the rope. How many of y'all have ever had your hands cold? Like freezing cold. Did you ever try to grab something? You ever notice that your grip is no longer there? We lost over 3/4 of everybody. Almost lost me. So I went to go up it. I was like, you know, I went through the obstacle course. I can probably do this. And so he looked at me. He's like, whenever you're ready. I was like, God, I think I'm good. So I went over there. I went to get on the rope and just nothing. No function. I was like, I can't even grab this rope. He's like, God, that was your first attempt. You only get two. If you don't do it the second time, you're kicked out. He said, look, go over there, squat down. Try to warm yourself up. Let me know when you're ready. And then just run over here real fast and try to get up it. I said, all right. So I went over and I put my hands in my armpits. And I squatted down. And I sat there as long as I could. I watched people trying and trying and trying. And I'm trying to get my hands back. And I'm doing stuff. And I finally look at him. I said, all right, I'm ready. He said, go. And man, I ran over there and I was able to climb up it. Hallelujah. But he that endures to the end. A lot of people would try and just, a lot of people would make it to the second obstacle and go, man, it's just freezing out here. I don't want it that bad. How many things in the Bible are we like that, with that attitude about? You know, I don't want to have to deal with Satan again. All right, I'm going to talk to y'all over here. Right, y'all just being quiet on that side. But he that endures to the end. They're designed, the schools are designed to weed out the weak. The weak and the people that are not persistent. The people that give up whenever times are hard. The people that give up whenever they hit adversity and they're like, oh, this is just too much for me. It's designed to weed them out. Because the thing is, y'all ever watch Black Hawk Down? What if they had somebody that was weak and would give up whenever times got really hard? And now you're in a gunfight with this person. What do you think that's going to look like? He that endures to the end. I don't know. Sometimes people, once they get saved, they think it's, you know, everything's just going to fall on us like ripe cherries off of a tree. When Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Just because you got saved doesn't mean he leaves you alone. It does mean that you get your authority and you're able to deal with him. And he can't steal, kill, and destroy from you. He's not allowed. But if we just sit back and allow him to run rampant in our lives and times get a little hard, he's messing with me again today, guys. But I've been believing God for my healing for like a year now. I guess I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know if faith works. I mean, I read my Bible. I'm just kind of tired of reading it now. He that endures to the end. It doesn't say nothing about he that endures until it's hard and then gives up. Doesn't say nothing about he that endures until it gets a little bit rocky, until you're not sure what's happening, until you've been standing for a year on this now, and it's just too hard, and so you back up. Doesn't say nothing about that. It does say that he that endures to the where? Keyword, end. The end. Because that means that now you're at the place you've received it, because that's the end. Yeah. endures to the end, not just endures and quits, endures until you receive exactly what you're believing God for. But Satan's coming against me. What? Who cares? Well, you don't understand. You don't understand. Amen. I'm not being mean, I promise. Amen. But here's the thing. Why be a baby? Why be a baby? Why? Because number one, have you ever seen a baby just get what they want? If their parents are right, you don't. You see them light them up and educate them, and you ain't gonna sit here and act like this. Oh, only a few people amen in that one. All right, amen. But that's just how we is raised, and that's how we raised kids. You ain't gonna throw a fit. That's not gonna get you nothing. Nothing at all. Amen. Amen. So going to God whining, you think that's going to get you something?
No.
Because God responds to whining and crying.
No.
By the way people pray and talk to him, you'd think that's how he would answer people though. Oh God, please help me. You know I'm just going through some stuff. What does God respond to?
Faith.
So if I'm going up crying, oh God, please, am I in faith?
No.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like I'm in worry. It sounds like I'm scared. It sounds like I'm in fear.
Yes.
Amen. So we, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. I need to tell y'all something funny and get y'all back. Amen. Well, he that endures. Also, you know, I went to a few different schools in the military, and every single school, I don't care what the school was, there was always at least either a week or a few days at the beginning where they, what was that word again? Weeded out people that will give up. Always at the beginning, every single school I went to, every single time, their whole point in life is to get the weak ones out.
Amen.
That's it. Because number one, I need to find out who's dedicated. I need to find out who's hungry enough that'll stay with it. I need to find out who's going to stay here with their battle buddy and not leave them alone and just look at them and laugh, but will stand with them and run with them and help them. I need to know who's going to, regardless of what they're up against, it might look like everybody's going to die. Regardless, I need to know that somebody will be able just to stand there and look it dead in the eye and say, we're not quitting. We're continuing forward just like we're supposed to be doing. Even pre-ranger, when I went to that, I went in at like 175. I came out at 155. And pre-ranger was only a few weeks. But their whole point in life was to make you quit.
Yes.
That is it. What do you think Satan's point in life is? To help you along?
No.
To do what? His whole point in life is to make you quit. That's it. Not to receive what you're believing God for. Mm-mm. No, because he's mad. He's aggravated. He don't like you. Ain't nothing he can do about it, though. Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. And I know my authority. And so anything he tries to do, I just stand my ground and I talk to him with the words of faith, not with the words of fear and doubt and anxiety, but with the words of faith. And I let him know right up front, you can try. You've tried before and it's, you know, do what you think you need to do, but it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to happen. I told y'all, it was actually, there were some things that came up. And she called me crying, and said, we ain't got money in our account. I can't buy these groceries. Well, what do? Cry? Grovel?
No.
Go talk to everybody about it?
No.
Because a lot of times people that do that are looking for sympathy.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to talk to this side again. Amen. Are looking for sympathy and looking for a handout. But if you know exactly what the Word of God says and you stand on it, whenever stuff jumps up like that, you're able to look it in the eye and say, I'm not being defeated. It might look like I don't have any money in the account right now. But hallelujah, by tomorrow, I'm letting you know we're going to have groceries in our house. Because he that endures to the end, he that endures to the end, shall receive whatever he's got his faith on.
Amen.
To last. To last. Look at your neighbor and say, are you one that'll last? Because the same people that used to be with us ain't with us no more. And you know, well, whatever with that. But are you continuing? Are you one of the ones that will last?
Amen.
Or do we give up whenever it looks hard? Well, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, you wasn't there when she called me crying on the phone, saying, I just tried to buy the groceries, but I'll check the account. We had this many dollars. So you wasn't there with that. And I didn't cry. I had to do exactly what I'm telling y'all. I had to stand, but I endured to the end.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And we all have to.
Yes,
sir.
To continue in the same state without perishing. Without perishing. Without perishing. I can't tell. There was one time, whenever we was over in Iraq the first time, they told us, they was like, look, we got to go take this mountain over here. Well, it was a pretty good size hill. They said, you know, and they hit it. They were hitting it with mortars, and they had the A-10s come and do quite a few flybys and just hammer it. And I'm not going to lie to you. I actually went, God, I don't know if I'm coming back from this one. Like, I settled it. I did, because I was like, I don't know. I really don't. Because it's just getting buck wild out here, right? But hallelujah, we made it. But I didn't, even though it was like that in the back of that truck whenever we was about to go through, because it's a big compound. Even though in my heart I'm going, this is it. I'm about to die. This is about to be a good gunfight. Even though I'm sitting in the back of the truck like that, as soon as we went through that gate, it left. And I said, we're going to get it. We're going to go through, and we're going to accomplish what we need to accomplish. I'm not going to sit back here and cry. I'm not going to sit back here and feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to sit back here and have a pity party. But I'm going to just get up, and I'm going to move forwards. Because that's what I'm designed to do. It's called muscle memory. So what is your muscle memory saying to you? Is it saying, I'm quitting, it's too hard? Or is your muscle memory saying, hallelujah. Mark 11, 23 and 24. 1 Peter 2, 24 says, Philippians 4, 19 says, Psalms 1 says, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says, so that's a question we need to ask ourselves. What does my muscle memory say? What is my muscle memory whenever I come up against something? Is it start looking around going, but why? I was being a good Christian. You know, I'm doing my confessions every day. That's on my window. In my little, what's the thing called that we put scriptures and stuff on? Not a mirror, but like vision board. Thank you. You know, I'm looking at my vision board every day and thanking God for it. why? Why this? So your muscle memory is whining. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think I'm going to leave y'all alone for tonight. Amen. What does your muscle memory say about you? What does it say? What does your muscle memory say? We obviously did a lot of missions. I was infantry, so we was on the ground. They called us ground and pounders, right? As we was the guys going in your house and snatching you, right? And so there was one time we had this little checkpoint, and come find out we had a high value target over here. This guy was letting us know about it, so we did a mission this fast. You know, all right, get together, we got to go over here. So we took off, and none of us brought our camel bags. And we're in Iraq with our full battle rattle on. And so we finally make it to this house, and all of us are done. Done. Almost dehydrated. Another mission, a dude got so dehydrated, they had to do a silver bullet. Ask a medic what it is. But his veins kept collapsing. He was so dehydrated, so they couldn't get an IV in him. Right? So, but we actually got to the house. We got the guy and stuff. And so we're done. And we got to walk back now. Because we walked there. So now we still got to get back. And so finally, I was like, I'm going to see what we got, man. So I went into the house, and they still had blocks of ice and stuff like that, right? Opened the fridge, and there was some bottled water, like, hallelujah, just bottled waters, you know, that's using the same bottle since 1930. And so I was like, all right, fellas, here's the thing. We got some water. I said, I'm going to pray over it. We'll be fine. Because whenever you would drink or eat some of that stuff, it dysentery like a mug. And I've seen it happen to a few guys. So I prayed over it, and every one of us drank it. Nothing happened to any one of us. And so we were able to continue and get back, right, and not have anything wrong. But even if we didn't, we'd have still continued on. We'd have still made it. But thank God, you know, I was there. And God helped us. Amen. Was able to pray over that and help us, and they were able to see that. But our muscle memory, what is our muscle memory saying about us? When I'm coming up against something that's trying to make me stop, trying to make me second guess if I'm in faith, am I living right? Did I do something wrong? Don't allow Satan to put those questions in your head whenever you're standing in faith on something, because he likes to play that game of, well, you might have sinned, and, you know, you might have did something. Don't allow it. Once you speak the command of faith, stay with it and move forward. Amen. We'll finish whenever God wants us to. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? Amen. All right. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word. We will.